It's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I am Sarah, and I am joined today in the studios by Ben Flanagan, singer, bassist of the San Francisco trio Black Map. Thanks so much for joining us, Ben.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here.
And welcome back to Philadelphia. Yeah. The last time I saw you was last summer, opening up for Chevelle, and that was at the Fillmore, I believe, and there was a very large pizza involved.
Yes.
And then I missed you guys at Rock Allegiance in the fall, but I heard it was awesome. So very happy that you came back.
Yes, we're happy to be here. This is truly one of our favorite cities, areas to play in all of America. So we're really happy to be back.
Excellent. So tonight you're going to be at the TLA with Pop Evil, and you've been on this tour for over a month now. Any highlights? Are you tired? Are you pumped? What's going on?
We're all those things. But
wow.
No, we really are. We're exhausted. It's been an exhausting tour, but I mean, we're so happy to be out with them, playing in front of, you know, there are a lot of people that have heard us in every market, but then there are a lot of people that haven't, that we're playing in front of every single night. So winning over new fans, and that's kind of the name of the game. So it's been a cool match with Pop Evil. We kind of do different things in the world of rock and roll, but it's still rock and roll, and it's worked out nicely.
Totally. Do you say it's exhausting because of the weather and how much of a bitch it's been lately?
Because
here in the Northeast, it's been terrible the past month.
Yeah, it has. No, I mean, it's been exhausting because, well, I love that this tour, it's like five shows on, then one off, then four on, then one off. It's just very few days off, which we love. That's the way to do this. We've done a lot of tours that'll have, you know, with bigger bands, that'll have 3 days off, 2 days off, and you never want
that. You lose
that.
The momentum.
You do. So it's been awesome. It's just been a lot of work, but that is said with zero complaining.
Very cool. So you've got a new EP out, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to mention In Droves, Black Map's sophomore album. And it's been about a year this month, actually, since it was released. So now that a year has passed, what are your reflections on that album? Does it mean something different to you? Was it received in the way that you maybe thought it would be when it first came out?
Yeah, it was. I mean, we were all really happy with it. And sometimes an album takes a while to like grow on you. But I think right when that came out, we were all very proud of it, and we still are. We still play about, you know, seven songs from that record every single night. It's a diverse record, and that's something we wanted to do. It has some incredibly heavy songs, but then it has some pretty kind of ethereal, lighter songs. And we just, that's kind of what Black Map does. We do a balance of those things. And we still play those songs every night, and we're really proud of the record.
You mentioned something that I wanted to bring up, which is the texture of Black Map's music. For those who might not be familiar, it's very aggressive but also soothing and kind of ambient but still really heavy. Is that something that you guys strive for when you hit the studio, or did it just kind of happen organically when the three of you came together?
It happened organically. We never really had like a mission statement with this band that we were going to do this specific thing. You know, you guys are just playing Pink Floyd, and you know, Mark, our guitar player, that's probably his biggest influence. And then I come from a little more, not necessarily heavier stuff, but less ethereal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then our drummer, Chris, is just such an awesome caveman banger. And you know, I think with all those elements combining just really made us who we are. But we've never had, like, we need to sound like this, or we need to sound like this band, or go down this road. But we always seem to have a little bit of, like you said, some aggression, but also some beauty, and try to have those coexist. They're not mutually exclusive. There's no reason that they should be.
Absolutely, yeah. And you guys strike that balance really well. In Droves was one of my favorite albums of 2017.
Awesome.
How long have you guys known each other? It's always been just the three of you, right? You and Mark and Chris.
Exactly. Yeah, we've known each other. Well, Mark and I both grew up loving Chris's band Far. He's a few years older than us, and he was truly one of our favorite drummers. And I just met him through some mutual friends, and we became friends. And that's what happened with Mark, too, just kind of the musical community. And then Mark's band Dredge, about 9 years ago, they put out a record that had a ton of extra guitar stuff and some extra harmonies, and they wanted me to join them kind of as a fifth member utility guy. So I developed a good relationship with Mark, friendship-wise, but also musical relationship with him through all my time touring in the States and in Europe with Dredge. And then they were kind of inactive, and Mark and I were just having beers about 4.5 years ago, and we said we should do a project with Chris Romine. We texted him. I think literally the next day, we were in the studio in Oakland jamming out some songs. One of them became this first song on our first record, I'm Just the Driver.
That was the first song that you guys wrote together?
First song we wrote together, yeah. I think Mark had a little one riff and I had another, and we just put it together and it turned into a song. And I think then, you know, we knew we were going to be a band. We didn't know to what extent, and that's what's been cool about it, because the band we thought we might just be a band that plays on weekends here and there, sure, and does this and that. And then, you know, a couple months later, Chevelle asked us to go on tour, and we're out with Chevelle and Highly Suspect and Bush, and then we're like, okay, I guess we're really doing
this.
It's
the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, fast forward to 2018, you guys have a brand new EP out, came out just last month. It's called Trace the Path, and the name of it comes from a line that's in the opening track, which is Let Me Out. And that's the single, right?
That's the single, yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about how that song came together?
That song came together where we recorded these other three songs in Long Island, New York, in between festivals, and the label told us they were really happy with all the songs, but we needed one more. They just wanted four songs to make it a full release, because mm-hmm. we thought we were done with it. And we got back to Oakland, and I just had this little riff. We got together in the room like we always do, and we just turned a little riff into a complete song. And it's probably our favorite track on the whole thing. It's just really powerful chorus, but again, pretty verses. And it's about something that's close to home for me, about how I think we're so involved in our own in technology and our own kind of like have horse blinders on and are not connecting with human beings the way we once were as children, playing in the sandbox and just looking at someone else and going, I want to connect with you.
And you so get sucked into your screens.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not just in technology, sucked into your own brain and into your own world and not realizing how important human connectivity really is. So that song's about that, and it's dear to our hearts, and we play it every night. It's a really fun song.
So that's interesting. That's my favorite song on the EP. I really like it. It's the single, so a lot of people are going to be exposed to it, but it sounds like you weren't even going to write it until the label said, we need one more, and then it came together.
Yeah, it was really serendipitous.
Wow.
I remember when they told me that, I was kind of, oh, we really got to go do another song? And but then,
damn it, yeah, no, right? I'm done writing songs.
But we're so happy that we did, and yeah, it's just weird how things come together, because I think there was another song that we were going to do, and then Mark said to me, that riff you wrote the other week on bass was really cool. And so we just jammed that out. And some songs take months to write. That mm-hmm. song, before lyrics, it really took half an hour to write. I mean,
wow.
It's incredibly short. Then I went home, I think that night, wrote the lyrics. And I think it's, you know, one of our five best songs.
It sounds like it came together really organically. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So why do an EP instead of saving it for a full album? Was there any particular mindset behind that choice?
The reason was really that we were out doing these festivals and we didn't have shows in between routed. So instead of sitting around in a La Quinta in Des Moines, hemorrhaging
thumbs,
money.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically our management just said, do you have some songs? And we lied and said yes. And then very quickly wrote some songs and recorded three of them in, like I said, in Long Island, New York, and then one more in Oakland. And that's the way it came about. But I'm really happy about that. I mean, we're not ready to do a full length, but we mm-hmm. were ready to do an EP.
Sure.
So, you know, want to keep things fresh. And so we're happy.
Keep the wheels turning.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So the EP art is a maze. Really cool looking. And I saw on your Instagram that you got it tattooed. There it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that your newest tattoo?
That is my newest tattoo. I got it somewhere on this tour. I don't remember the city. It was cold.
It reminds me of the mazes that have the little ball.
Oh,
in them,
sure,
and
yeah.
To, like, do it.
I did those as a kid all the time.
Yeah, they always seem to be in a circle like that.
Right.
But it frustrated me to no end because I'm terrible at them. How long did that take? There's a lot of lines in there.
Less than an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then I had never tried to figure out the maze. And then after, I had a friend tell
me. Wait, you didn't try to figure it out before you got it tattooed on you?
No, I just thought it looked cool.
All right.
Well, I have a lot of way dumber tattoos than that, so I wasn't too worried about it. But then I tried it, and I, like, couldn't figure it out for 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, maybe this maze actually doesn't have an opening, but it does.
Oh, good.
Thank
God.
I worked it out. Yeah, exactly.
So, Ben, you sing and you play bass in Black Map, and that puts you in the club with Lemmy and Sting, or bassists that sing also. I believe Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy also in the club, and Roger
yeah.
Waters, too, of Pink Floyd.
Paul McCartney, not
Paul
too bad.
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Les
yeah.
Claypool.
Geddy Lee of Rush.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of that pantheon.
You are,
I think.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
I would say towards the top of that
definitely.
List. Towards the top of that list. But was it always bass for you? Did you ever play guitar in a band?
It's bass. I just started playing for this band.
No kidding.
So I played guitar for about 20 years, and I played guitar when I helped out Dredge. That's what I did with them. But the way it worked out was we got in a room, and I mean, a good guitar player should be able to play bass pretty formidably.
Sure.
And we got in a room, it sounded good, And we just kind of, we enjoyed the three of us, just the three of us being together. We'd all been in four pieces before, five pieces, and it just kind of worked out that way. And Mark has such an interesting guitar tone that I kind of didn't want to step on it by mm-hmm. playing rhythm guitar. He's able to fill up enough space on his own. So it was fun. It's been a challenge. And now I feel very confident as a singing bass player. At first, I was like, what am I doing? It was like, sorry.
It's okay. That says, CDs, do not touch. Stack of CDs.
REM Out of Time, I moved.
Which he destroyed it.
That had a couple hits on it.
Well, I'm not a musician, so I may be completely off the mark with this, but I would think that playing bass instead of guitar would make it a little easier to sing at the same time, unless you're doing really complex stuff on the bass.
I would disagree with that.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. No, for me, you can be a little looser on guitar. With bass playing, you're so following the drummer and their kick drum, trying to lock in exactly with it. With guitar, you can kind of flow around the one and the two and the three and the four a little bit more. I mean, that's just my opinion. But that's also maybe a result of playing guitar for 20 years and only playing bass for four.
Right, okay.
I feel comfortable with it now.
Awesome. You guys have been doing these acoustic performances at these pre-show meet and greets I'm seeing on this tour with your fans, and those include some covers as well, is that right?
Yeah, we've done a couple covers. We've done two Black Map songs, and then mostly done Stuck on You by Failure.
Yeah.
It's one of our favorite bands from the 90s that kind of didn't get the attention that they deserved. So it's been really fun. We've never done these meet and greets before, but meeting with fans and kind of connecting with them, you know, apropos of what I was saying earlier, just really being physically close to them, mm-hmm. playing these songs, just being in a room, nothing between us.
And yeah.
Having that connectivity is really cool.
Yeah, growing that connection. That's so cool. So Run Rabbit Run, the single that we've been playing here on MMR, it's off of In Droves. There is a break in the action, like 2 minutes and 30 seconds in. This is getting so specific, I know. But it's this quick drop, silence, and then it launches back into the music. But if you listen closely, there is someone whispering in that silence. Please tell me I'm not crazy.
You're
there
not
is
crazy.
Okay, can you, what are they saying? I can't figure it out.
It's me, and okay. I say corre conejo. I say run rabbit in Spanish.
That's why I couldn't figure it out.
You're the first person to ever ask that.
Really?
In an interview, at least, yeah.
Maybe it's because working in radio, we listen to this stuff really loud and often in headphones, so I would catch
it. Right.
Dude, that's been driving me nuts for a year. Thank you so much.
And so we pitch. I wanted it to sound like a little girl saying it, and so we pitched my voice. I said it like Corcaneo, and then we pitched my voice up like crazy. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
You
Thank
got
you.
It. That's
Thank
good
so
investigative. Rock and roll journalism there.
Yeah, I do what I can. And hopefully we are going to hear Run Rabbit Run tonight at the TLA on South Street with Pop Evil and Palais Royale. What time are you guys going on?
8:30
is when Black Map hits the stage. Ben Flanagan, thank you so much for spending time with us here at MMR.
Thank you for having me.